A handover of power in Costa Rica. Rodrigo Chavez is presented the presidential sash after running a successful campaign as a political maverick who promised to clean up a broken system. A message he repeated at his inauguration.
Sí, juro.
Aquí no. It is time to leave behind the old practices that the Costa Rican people rightly fault us with. There is no difference between the ruling party and the opposition. If the political class fails once again, our country could fall apart.
The rise of the former World Bank official has surprised many. He emerged from the shadows to the presidency after serving only 8 months as finance minister in the previous administration. He brought a populist streak to the usually subdued Costa Rican presidential campaign, exploiting a growing resentment against traditional parties and people's worries of rising unemployment, crime, and the cost of living.
In Costa Rican politics, we are now in a new era, an electoral volatility, you know, high electoral volatility, you know, big changes in terms of support. And also political parties are weak, right? Their electoral bases are small.
Since clinching victory, though, Chavez has shown a more traditionally conservative side, promising to keep public finances solvent and reducing expectations on immediate major increases on social spending. Observers say he will face an uphill battle and an increasingly disillusioned public. His party will have only 10 of Costa Rica's 57 congressional seats, meaning he will have to reach agreements with the more traditional parties.
There are two big questions. One, he's going to be able to build a team, because these people don't know each other at all, and they are going to have to work together. So that's a big question. And the other big question, the biggest, I would say, it's precisely that. The people who really voted for him, who wanted tabula rasa, what are they going to do? Because they won't have it.
Costa Rica has long been recognized as Central America's most stable country, applauded for its environmental and moderate economic policies. But many believe that if Chavez fails, his presidency could trigger a more unstable and turbulent time for this country. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera.